What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. Okay, we live. Doggy Diamonds. Y'all already in the chat getting it cracking. I beat y'all. Well, y'all beat me here. I'm late. But I'm here to talk about it. I know I swore off battle rap for a little while. I ain't gonna front. I swore off battle rap because battle rap was getting a little boring. It was getting a little redundant. But, you know, with the recent event of Murder Mook returning to battle rap, that's something that you have to talk about. It's something that you have to cover because he's that big. He's that, important to the culture for various reasons. For one, he's arguably undefeated, even though if we're going to say Murder Mook did lose before, we could say maybe he lost to Lux the first one. We could give that to Lux, but it's not like he got destroyed. We could possibly say Party Artie. I personally like Sirius Jones in a battle too. But other than that, Mook is a killer, a animal, arguably undefeated in battle rap. You know, and when he wasn't, he's never been decisively defeated. It always was debatable. So like I said, Party Artie, debatable. You can edge that either way. Loaded Lux won, debatable. You can edge that either way. Even though and then Sirius Jones, I like Sirius Jones at that time. So now we're dealing with different eras. Mook from the original era of battle rap all the way into today, 2018. When was the Total Slaughter shit? The Total Slaughter shit was 3 years ago? Yeah, I think it was like 3 years ago. You know what I'm saying? I think it was Total. Was Total Slaughter 3 years ago or longer than that? Help me out here. I'm not sure. But anyway, we here today because I ain't even want to talk about battle rap no more. We had Summer Chokeness 7 that just happened. Summer No Show 7. And that's no, you know, I can't blame Smack Beasley. That's just the artist. And that's the point of what was turning people off about battle rap and having us not wanting to support battle rap because of that event. And that card showed us and proved what was annoying about battle rap. It was getting redundant. Dudes wasn't showing up with prepared rounds. They was choking. They was forgetting their rounds. Some dudes wasn't showing up at all. It was just all types of turmoil. So here come RBE, puts on an event. RB puts on an event, and it's a stellar event. It's a great event, and it's the return of Murder Mook. King Los is coming, but the return of Murder Mook is just so important because everybody like, yo, Mook, who's gonna beat Mook? Now, let me tell you something. When Murder Mook and Lux did Total Slaughter, I'm gonna keep it real with you. I for one was like, there's no way in hell that Mook could beat Lux. He barely beat him the first time. Lux was in his bag around this time. Mook was rusty. He haven't been out there like that for a minute because with the Iron Solomon thing, the battle was just too long. Honestly, 5 rounds. Come on, man. It was just too long. So we looking at like, yo, there's no way he could beat Lux. There's no way he could beat Lux. And he beat Lux 3-0. So at the end of it all, he beat Lux 3-0. And now it's like, hold on. He beat Lux. So now we start looking like, well, who the hell could beat Mook? If Lux couldn't beat him, who could beat Mook? So they started throwing Surf out there. We thought that was possible. I really like Sue Surf. I like Surf performance. We started throwing Surf out there. Then we start seeing lately Surf wasn't even showing up for battles doing what he needed to do. So now we start saying, damn, it ain't Surf. Who could it be? I seen some people throwing T-Top out there. I was like, that's them styles, you know, that's T-Top might be able to put in some work, but I don't really know about T-Top against Mook. I think Mook might be a little more seasoned than Top because Top has a style and Mook could switch it up. So who could beat Mook? We all thinking, we all wondering. Hollow definitely have a shot because Hollow has a very fucking unpredictable style. Hollow, you can't, I don't even know what style Hollow gonna come with. Honestly, Hollow has a style that's very, very unbeatable. You know, because he could be losing in the battle and you could just straight up and down boo Hollow in the battle. And then he'll just switch his whole shit in mid-battle and just do a whole different battle in the middle of it. Then, who was Charlie Clips? I see Aaron Harrington said Charlie Clips will kill Mook. Now, Clips might be my favorite battler besides Briz, right? But Clips depends on who's going to show up. What Charlie Clips is going to show up. Is the Charlie Clips that battled X Factor flawless? The Charlie Clip, that Charlie Clips was is like a whole different, like nobody could beat that Charlie Clips. Nobody could beat that Charlie Clips. But we started seeing Charlie Clips not coming in prepared, giving us one dope round, one mediocre round, and then trying to freestyle the third. You can't do that against Mook. You're gonna lose. You're going to lose. So, DNA versus Mook might be interesting. DNA is dope. I'm somebody who was very, very critical and used to fucking talk shit about DNA a lot. DNA not only is the most improved battler, DNA is the most entertaining. He just changed his whole shit. You know what I'm saying? He just changed his whole shit. So I can honestly say that I'm proud of DNA. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud of DNA. I don't like the champ shit. You need to calm the fuck down with that champ shit. It gets a little too gimmicky after a while. But it's good promo for the sport. But, you know, just slow the fuck down. Now, here we are. 2018. So we see A-Verb versus Murder Mook. Now, everybody in their mama was like, A-Verb? Why A-Verb? Now, Verb has had some bad battles for various reasons. Sometimes it was just the biasness sometimes. I would say the crowd sometimes. But Verb has had some battles that has been crazy. With Verb, because when people were saying Verb versus Mook, oh, that's a mismatch. Why would they do that? I'm like, yo, people be forgetting Verb has had some dope ass battles. Dope ass battles. Verb versus Hitman Holla. Verb versus Math Hoffa, where I gave that to Verb against Math Hoffa. That's when Math first got mad at me, but we cool now. But I gave that to Verb. Verb has had some Verb beat Hollow before too. You know what I'm saying? Which somebody that's very unbeatable. He beat Hollow. So people were really mad when they seen Verb versus Mook. Now this is when I started seeing, I was watching the Face Off, but I was supposed to be like off battle rap. So I was like watching it, giving the shit the views, but acting like, you know, it wasn't no big deal, whatever, whatever. But I damn sure was watching it. You know what I'm saying? So I was on some sucker shit. I keep it a buck. I was on some, you know, I love what battle rap, when it came in its inception, I just don't like the way it went in the past few years. It just got really, really watered down. So when I seen Verb's composure and all the face-offs, I was like, he's very, very calm for somebody who think, you know, he had nothing to lose. He had nothing to lose. Nobody expected Verb to win. He had nothing to lose, everything to gain in the battle. He's calm. He's funny. He's witty. Mook is dead ass serious. Mook was saying, yo, nigga, this nigga gonna want to fight. He gonna want to do something. I'm sitting there like, yo, nah, this shit about to be crazy. So let's get into the battle. So I watched the battle today. I didn't watch the pay-per-view. I watched it today. I rarely watch anything when it happens because the hype be too much. Like, I never even saw Power before. You know what I'm saying? I never even saw Power before. I don't watch certain shit that's pop culture. So I always fall back so I could do my own assessment. So I watched the battle today. Many of y'all already saw the battle. And, you know, y'all already had y'all thoughts on the battle. But me, I didn't see it. I seen it today for the first time. So I'm sitting there watching it. And the coin toss is very, very, very important. Because most of the time, who goes last could really set the tone on how the battle ends and leave the lasting impression. So when Verb won a coin toss and Mook had to go first, I said that is very, very critical. Because this is the return of Murder Mook. And everybody, depending on his first round, as whether it's going to be a long night for Verb. So Mook goes first. His first round, it was, you know, it was cool. It was hitting. It was Murder Mook. But when he finished, you know, he had some bars. And then I started saying, like, I don't know if that's enough to beat Verb. And then I seen Verb getting ready. And when he battled that first round, I was like, oh shit. He just put blood in Mook's mouth. It's because remember, Mook hasn't lost a round. Mook hasn't lost a round. What, he's 8-0 in the last two battles as far as rounds? So I gave that first round to Verb. I was like, oh shit. I was like, holy shit. Like, I wasn't expecting that. Then with the whole little touching thing, don't touch me, you know, that was a little extra. But that happens. I could tell the tension was there. That was a good thing. Then Mook started trying to, like, talk in the middle of Verb round. That's a great distracting tool. Then Jazz the Rapper. No. We'll address Jazz a little later. I got love for Jazz, but I'm not going to be disrespectful to us. I'm going to just tell the truth. So, round one, you got Mook rap, you got Verb rap. I gave it to Verb. I just prefer Verb's performance. I just prefer Verb's bars, even though, you know, in the battle, some of them said some shit that was like, that shit was alright. But the performance means everything. So it was first round goes to Verb. Now we got the second round. Mook does his thing. Mook in that second round has schemes where he was punching on back to back to back to back to back to back to back. The whole second round was like a whole big punch. Was like a big scheme punch. The alcohol, all that shit. Shit was dope. Shit was dope. But I was like, looking at this, Verb just had a performance in that first round that I was like, I don't know if this is enough. Because right now, it's still 1-0 and Mook is going. But I don't feel like Mook is leaning towards it being 1-1. So I'm sitting there listening to Mook. Jazz is back there doing her 1-2 thing. We're going to get to Jazz. Then Verb raps in the second round. And I'm like, holy shit. Verb ain't fucking playing. Verb is not playing. Verb is not playing. This second round, first round was the best, you know, round. But the second round, Verb had the same consistency, same bars, same performance. Was ready for the crowd. He was ready. Overall, because we could get into bars and all that. We could break down lines. But then again, like I said on Twitter, that goes down to preference. It's not like when Lux battled Mook the second time. It's not like Lux was corny. I just prefer Mook. So, 1-1. I mean, two rounds in. I ain't gonna lie. I went with Verb again. So, I just go with, you know, I just really thought Verb took that second one too. Now, the third round is coming. Because we could talk about all the antics and all that shit in between the rounds and the talking and, you know, Mook doing all the shit. I just felt like Mook, the third round, was long as fuck. So if you take that round and you truncate it a little bit, a.k.a. shorten it, and get to the best bars, that could be a winning round. And this is the deciding round because I know some people wasn't expecting Verb to fight like this. You know, it was expecting, like, you know, again, Mook has not lost a round in two battles. And look at the Iron Solomon that's battling now. Look at the Iron Solomon that's battling to this day. Iron Solomon is on a killing streak. And people saying, listen, let me just put the disclaimer in here right now. People saying Mook and Verb is possibly battle of the year, that's bullshit. Rum Nitty versus Iron Solomon. Crazy. Best battle of the last 2 years. Rum Nitty versus Iron Solomon. Crazy. That's a preference thing, but nobody lost that one. So Iron Solomon and Rum Nitty. Crazy. That was just straight up and down bar fest. You have to watch that like 3-4 times. Right? So, third round, Mook just rhymed for a long time. While Mook was rapping, I went and put some brownies in the oven and shit. I washed some dishes. I took a piss. Washed my hands. Came back. He was still rapping. I took the brownies out the oven. See if they was done. I didn't do the toothpick thing. I just pressed it with my finger and shit. It was cool. Came back. Mook was still rapping. So right there, I was like, all right. You didn't win this round. Based off of you rapping for a long fucking time. I done cooked brownies. I took a piss. I did dishes. But it was the same energy. It wasn't enough to win. It didn't matter how long it was. It just wasn't enough to win. So, Verb third round. So basically, I'm going to sum it up like this. Verb 3-0. Nobody back. But Verb won that. Now, let me tell you why it's important that Mook lost. Let me tell you why it's important that he lost. For different reasons. The importance of him losing is that we all gotta lose. Losing is very humbling. Losing reignites a fire in you that you might not have known that you had because you're a winner. Now everybody is doubting Mook now. So the next person that Mook battles, Mook might go crazy because he know what he can't do. Ring rust, different thing, but I'm not gonna make excuses for Mook. But based off of bars, performance, bars, Mook had crazy bars, but a lot of that shit was, I hate when people say shit go over your head. Because that's like saying we're stupid. No, it didn't go over my head. It just wasn't hitting like that. And when somebody says something, it depends on how they perform and how they deliver it, whether it's hit. So a lot of times people are like, yo, that shit went over your head. No, it didn't go over my head. I ain't no fucking idiot. It just wasn't hitting like that. It didn't give me that reaction. So let me talk about Jazz for a minute. Jazz the rapper, incredible talent herself. She loves battle rap, and I give her that. I like the fact that she goes to different events. She supports different battles. She gets the bars. She gets the rhymes. She's at an RBE event, which looks kind of, you know, we used to see her on that Smack URL stage, which I think RBE and Smack, all that shit could coexist together. But Jazz, your actions on the stage, you made me block you today on Twitter. I blocked you. I didn't block you forever. When I see you, I still say what's up to you. You're still cool. But I just had to not see you on my timeline for a little while. I seen you acting the damn fool in this Mook battle, and it just bothered me. I just had to block you for a little while. It's not a permanent block, though. It's not permanent. It's not a permanent block. I think by the weekend, I'll be cool. I'll unblock you. And we could talk about it. And the reason why I had to block you is because I seen the battle and your antics was just a bit much. You was just going crazy and you was trying to sell it and we wasn't buying it. The jumping up and down, the oh my God, and we wasn't buying it. We're not stupid. We know rhymes. We know lines. It don't matter how much you jump up and down. It don't matter what you do. We're not buying it. And you was just selling it too crazy. So I just blocked you. I'm going to unblock you. Not that I'm, you know, I matter or I'm that important anyway. But I had to block you for a little while. I didn't want to see no retweets from you. I didn't want to see you on my timeline. I watched you on Champion. You and Tech N9ne was very, very biased. And I'm going to say something. Tech N9ne used to be one of my favorite battles. Tech N9ne versus Midwest Miles. Summer Madness 2, I believe that was. Incredible. That was probably one of the greatest performances in battle rap history. And they was holding the microphone doing that. So imagine if they had the lapel mics. But Tech N9ne was incredible versus Midwest Miles. In fucking incredible. One of the greatest performances ever. But let's get back to Jazz real quick. Jazz was just too much. You know, and Jazz, you know, she loved battle rap, so I understand the passion. But you was a little too passionate there, dear. It was almost a equivalent to, like, remember how Queens Flip used to just be mad extra on stage? And you just like, yo, come on, man. All that grabbing and pointing. Cut it the fuck out. Y'all are distracting from the battle. The line was dope or the line wasn't dope. But y'all just going too crazy. Then you have Mook Man. I don't know him. Not trying to be disrespectful, but you was just doing too much, homie. All the jumping around, all the shit you was doing, actually was making it worse, because it's like you was trying to force shit on us. We wasn't buying it. You could oversell it. We wasn't buying it. Now, when we look at all of us, we look at all of us. All of us are not going to be against somebody in unison. Because I don't know none of y'all. And I'm not under the influence of anyone. Nobody can influence my decisions, my thoughts. Well, you can't make me be biased. Let's say that, because people do influence other people when you present facts. But you can't make me biased. Mook is my homie. Mook is from New York. Mook is arguably the GOAT of battle rap, but he lost. Now, it wasn't a loss that we don't want to see Mook again. It's not a loss that, yo, Mook need to take time off, Loss. It was like, no, Mook need to get back in there ASAP to redeem himself, because you just lost to A-Verb. And at the end of it all, nobody's seen that coming, right? So, what's next for Mook? I think Mook should take a new artist. Not as a tune-up, but just to get that feel again. Remember when Lux came back and he was battling Caligo and he said, I had to get the feel? It's a feel with this shit that you gotta have when you up there. Not that I battled before, but I just know it's a feel, because you gotta feel out the crowd. You gotta say, that's not hitting. My delivery is not hitting. I'm not spacing it out long enough. You know, it's just different things that you gotta see when you up there. Mook scene, and it's the RBE crowd, which is not too different from the URL crowd. But at the end of it all, Mook lost. Now, what's next for Mook? Some people say Mook versus Hollow. I think Hollow would win that easily. I think Hollow would win that easily. I don't think that that's a battle that people want to see next. Not next. That kind of get built up to that. I would personally like to see Mook versus Goods. Because Goods is almost unbeatable too. Goods will style on you for 3 rounds, say some deep shit, but it's composure, just the way he deliver. So Mook will have all them antics and be going crazy, and Mook will just be chilling. I mean, Goods will just be chilling. So I want to see Mook versus Goods. I don't like all this friend shit in battle rap. There is no friends. This is money. This is about money. This is about the sport. You rap. That's it. You rap. You rap. Ain't no good guys and bad guys. This shit ain't wrestling. You know what I'm saying? Now, somebody said Murder Mook versus K-Sean. He would have to do that to avenge Rex. He would have to do that to avenge Rex. Because Rex lost to, you know, Sean pretty badly. Rex lost to Charlie Clips very badly. Rex also lost to Danny Myers. And speaking of Danny Myers, why is Danny Myers so slept on? Danny Myers never choked, got crazy bars, all around the board, always has a crazy performance. So why people be sleeping on Danny Myers? Why is he underrated? I think Danny Myers is fucking fire. Danny Myers. So who I like in this present day? Danny Myers. I like Briz a lot, man. I like Briz a lot. And I like Danny Myers. But you full of shit, Vino. I interviewed Danny Myers, you know. I don't really talk about battle rap, but I've interviewed every battle rapper. So, you know, so you don't know what you're talking about. You gotta pay attention. I've interviewed Danny Myers. I actually got up with Danny Myers and kicked it with him when he was in Brooklyn. So, you know, I don't talk about battle rappers, period, too much. Because battle rap was, you know, got a little whack for a minute. But this right here, it brought an energy back. It brought a certain energy. Now it's on URL. What is URL going to do? URL got to step it up. They got to deliver a crazy back. I would like to see Hitman Holla versus Mook too. Hitman Holla is hard to beat because he probably has the best performance out of everybody. Hitman Holla performance is a motherfucker. I didn't like the battle with him and Shook though on UW though. But Hitman Holla is very, very, his performance, crazy. Crazy. But in Mook losing, he actually won, and he actually did battle rap a favor because he brought an energy back that everybody was watching. Everybody is watching. Everybody's watching battle rap. This shit got me watching it again. Everybody's watching. Everybody's paying attention. Murder Mook has a star quality, not because of his battle and ability or anything, but he has a star quality because he's Murder Mook and what he's done in the sport. So it's almost like we want to see if Kobe goes and plays in the big three. We want to see if he could if he still has it. So I think URL was working too many battles, overworking them. So the dudes was choking. They was just getting that bag. And that's the part that turned me off, you know. But salute the Verb. Verb next battle is very important. If Verb doesn't put on a good battle, his next battle, that'll be his bad, because he definitely got he definitely got the momentum right now. You know what I'm saying? Verb versus Lux is a dope matchup to me, because Verb can be very intricate and Lux is very, very intricate. But I would go with Loaded on that. I will go with Loaded Lux on that, just off of on paper. Loaded Lux is definitely fucking wow. Loaded Lux is wow. And his shit could go over your head, but it don't. You know what I'm saying? It could go over your head, but it don't. But I think if Surf get back in it, but I think Lux versus Verb would be a good one. I would like to see Goods versus Mook. I would like to see, yeah, Arsenal beat Lux. But see, I don't know. No disrespect to UW. It's just something about their platform that it doesn't really bring out the best in battlers to me, if that makes any sense. I don't know. It's something about the way it's presented. I don't know if it's the camera work. I don't know if it's the editing. I don't know. But it doesn't really grab me like that, because they've had some dope battles. But I don't know. It's just something just doesn't. I don't know. It doesn't do it for me. I like what John is doing with his battle league. His editing is on point. I actually watched King of the Dot because I like Head Ice and Nims was crazy too, man. Head Ice and Nims was crazy. Shout out to Nims. I didn't expect Nims to really do that well when Nims came back. I didn't really expect Nims to do that well. And Nims did well. I was like, oh shit. Because Nims has got that style that's just made. It's very disrespectful. It's very like Arsenal QB-ish. And I was digging it. You know what I'm saying? I thought that Nims versus Head Ice was dope. I had to cut the fan on. It got motherfucking hot. Nah, I think the most disrespectful battle rapper is QB. And Briz disrespected Arsenal. Briz versus Arsenal was very, very disrespectful. I like B-Dot too. I like B-Dot. I like Geechee Gotti. It is some battle rappers that y'all like that I think is a little boring. I know a lot of y'all like Chef Trez. I think Chef Trez is cool, but I don't know. It's a little boring for me. It depends on who he's battling. A lot of battles are styles. Like, everybody just can't battle. You like the name look good on paper, and you see, yo, him versus him, that shit look dope. But then when you see their styles together, be like, nah, this shit ain't really a good matchup. But I like Suge. Suge is Suge. Remember, this is the dope thing about Shotgun Suge. Shotgun Suge was one of the most picked on battle rappers at one point. I remember when people used to fucking say Shotgun Suge, the chicks used to say they wanted to battle Suge. Because Suge was a little corny. All right, let's keep it real. Suge was a little whack, but he stepped his game up. And Suge is one of the top dudes now. You know what I'm saying? Not one of the he put in his work. But see, with Surf, I'd rather Surf get better than worry about battle rap. I just think he should just heal up and just relax and, you know, worry about all entertainment and all that shit once he has his optimum health and once he's, you know, in a good mental space, because getting shot, you a victim of a crime, you know, so sometimes that shit could be traumatizing and you just got to chill. But I think battle rap is at a pivotal point right now. Right now, where battle rap is at, this is very, very important. The next cards are very, very, very important for battle rap, because it's either going to bring everybody back in or it's going to go back to the bullshit. You know, and I just think Smack, should reward a lot of people who's never, that never choked. Kwame Duke said, how come you stop interviewing battle rappers? I stopped interviewing battle rappers because it was just like 80 million battle rap platforms. And, I would, you know, try to interview some battlers and they would, you know, play games with me and all that shit. And I'm like, I ain't with chasing nobody. I ain't into the games and none of that shit. So I kind of stopped. But, I like what other platforms is doing out there. I definitely fuck with Angry Fan. I definitely fuck with Three Letter Man, but I have to say his brand, PSA Hip Hop. I when they do their thing, I listen and I watch. I watch some of Hip Hop Is Real. I definitely like 15 Minutes of Fame. You know, I wish Heavy Bags get back on his shit. You know what I'm saying? I definitely, you know, watch what other people are doing, because see me, when I started some shit, I like to see where it's going. And a lot of times when these dudes aren't doing a good job on something, they could tell you that. I call them and be like, yo, you fucking up. Or yo, that battle, that interview could have been better if you XYZ. So a lot of the people in media that I named, we all have a good rapport where I could call any of them and tell them that I liked the interview, or I didn't like an interview, or they should have did something better. Or, you know, that's what I do with a lot of them. But I want to say this before I go. Champion is next level shit. And what I respect about Champion is that it's a look. It's a new look. Even though, you know, we might not like. You might look at Tech N9ne and say this, that, and third. He's needed. Tech N9ne is needed. Them thoughts are needed. He's needed in the game. You know what I'm saying? He's very, very needed in the game, because you can't always have people you agree with. And sometimes you got to have people with that opinion that piss you the fuck off. And that's what Tech N9ne is. Tech N9ne was a credible battle from Lion's Den. You know, he was dope. But I like Champion. I like the look. I just want to send a message to Jay Black. I think y'all probably using the 50-inch lens. Y'all got to back up off that 50 and go to a 35mm. Because that shit is too close on their face. you got to get a 35 or a 24. Because that 50 is too close on y'all face. Y'all got to back it up a little bit. Or maybe one of the cameras can be a 50. But basically you need a 24 or a 35. Because that 50 is just... You know, I be seeing the motherfucking pimples on a nigga face, or, you know, a nigga back teeth and shit. That shit is too damn close. You gotta get that 50 out of here. And I know it's a 50, so you gotta move that 50. So, yeah, I like Champion. Champion is very, very innovative. And I respect it, because I'm like, you know, it looks like these dudes put up their money. And anytime I see people put up their money and... because they believe in something or want to support some, I always respect it. And that's very, very important when dudes do something like that. It's always, always important when dudes put up their money and do something innovative like that. I met Jay Black at, I think, Surf versus Charlie Clips battle in Brooklyn. And he took that shit serious. He had a pen and pad. He had every time dude said something, he was writing it down. He was taking notes and everything. I'm like, yo, this dude really take this shit serious. Like, who the fuck got time to take notes? And he, matter of fact, he didn't have a pen and pad. He had a tablet or an iPad, one of the two. And he was sitting there taking notes. So I was like, okay, this guy right here is really, really somebody who really, really loves battle rap culture. So I respected him from that. And then to see what he did, you know, them getting in suits. He looked real clean. Looks very, very professional. Besides that 50-inch, you know, 50, you know, lens, shit was dope. You know what I'm saying? The shit is dope. I watch almost all the championships. And if y'all not subscribed to Jay Black channel, you know, y'all kind of foul. Y'all need to subscribe to that channel. And a lot of times, y'all watch shit but won't subscribe to the channel, which I don't get. Why are you watching some shit? Subscribe to the channel. It don't take much to fucking subscribe. Just hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell for notifications. But, yeah. No, that shit was dope. That shit was dope. I like Champion. I like John the Don. I just think Hollow has a style that's very hard to beat, like I said earlier. Very, very hard to beat. You know what I'm saying? Very, very hard to beat. Hollow is beatable, but like I said, this motherfucker will change his whole scheme and style in the middle of the goddamn battle. You know what I'm saying? And how the fuck do you prepare for somebody like that? That might just throw a whole fucking rhyme away that he got and then come back. I think Reed needs a few more battles. I like what Reed did against T-Rex. But Reed needs a few more battles. Reed has to get that feel back because this is a Rex. That's not the same Rex. It's not the same Rex. Rex is a legend. I don't like to see Rex go up there and No, I don't think Hollow beat Lux. I never said Hollow beat Lux. I said just Hollow has a style that's hard to beat. So every Lux is top tier, so it's different. But when it comes to Rex, I don't like to see Rex go up there and lose. Because I genuinely like Rex. Like I genuinely think that Rex is a legend. And what we seen from Rex over the years, like he carried battle rap. He was Tay Rock before Tay Rock with Mook. Was charging this abnormal amount of money. Rex was up there, you know, carrying the fucking the sport. Rex showed up every time. And, you know, he showed up every time. And he was one of the reasons why we watched this shit. So to see him like that now and, you know, looking like he doing it for not saying for the money, but doing it like he's not there to really, really win, it bothers me. And I do want to say this. Dear battle rappers, it's your boy Doggy Diamonds. Y'all know me. I fuck with all of y'all. Y'all niggas got to lose weight. This ain't personal. This is not, you know, I'm not trying to be funny right now. I'm not, you know, trying to get no jokes. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I can name about 10 to 15 overweight battle rappers. Not that they're chunky, not that they're big. Niggas is obese and overweight. It's fucking with your performance. It's fucking with how you look. And it's fucking with the goddamn how you sell an artist. Now we had T-Top. No, we had Big T. His name is Big T. We had Shotgun Sugar. His name was Fat Sugar. But now you see dudes gaining all his weight. You see these dudes, like, you see them in one battle. They look like, look at their old battles. Now, we all, you know, everybody waits. Weight goes up and down. It is what it is. But now it's just like dudes are obese. And it don't look good. It don't look good on camera. It don't look good for marketing. It don't look good in pictures, it don't look good in videos, it just don't look good. And I just think dudes really, really, really gotta take this shit serious. dudes really have to, it's like, you know, when you're training your mind for a battle, you gotta say these bars, you gotta remember these bars. And if you take some type of regimen up and you get your discipline, you're not gonna look like that. And I'm not saying that to be disrespectful. I'm not saying that because I'm better than anybody. But dudes look crazy out there. Dudes look crazy out there. And I'm like, nah. That shit gotta stop. And there's no vegan thing you can do. It's nothing. It's just whatever works for you. But dudes is looking really, really fucking crazy. And I'm saying that, you know, out of love. I'm not saying that to be disrespectful, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying that shit out of love for your health. You know, as a man that's looking at other men that could have some type of ailments young, you know what I'm saying? Based off of you just not having discipline and taking care of yourself, and you in front of fucking thousands of people. Why would you present yourself like that? You gotta take your health serious. So if you're not taking your health serious, I don't think you're taking the battle serious, because you know, I seen, shout out to, what's the dude name? Shit. The Christian rapper. What's the Christian rapper name? The Saga. Shout out to The Saga. I seen The Saga in the gym. And, you know, he was just building. He said, yo, I gotta get in shape. I gotta get myself together and all that shit. And I respected that. He ain't battled in a while, but I respected him because he was going to the gym. And, you know, you gotta take this shit serious. You know what I'm saying? Me, I be tough on myself. I might look and gain like 4 pounds and shit, and I be like, oh, nah, I'm playing myself. I know I ate a lot of brownies. I know I ate ice cream. I know I did shit, but I just gotta get back on my discipline. You know, you reward yourself. Food is fun. Food is great. Food, it tastes good. You know, you eat when you feel good. You eat when you sad. You do different things. But this shit is a business. This shit is a business. And when dudes go up on that stage, you gotta look like a superstar up there. You gotta look like money. Because if your outfit is hitting and your sneakers is hitting and you sloppy, that shit really don't, you know, it ain't really looking too good. And weight does matter in a 9-minute battle, because dudes just have to look like stars. You gotta look like a star. Like I said, you know, dudes, you could be chubby, you could be big, but it's how you carry yourself. But when you see motherfucking 8 rolls on a nigga's side, you know, because if we not going to let the women get away with it, not that I'm attracted to fucking men in any way, so don't get it fucked up, but not if we not going to let the women get away with coming up there looking crazy because of, for marketing reasons, you got to think that this is a business. Shit is a business. So when you going up there and I'm paying you fucking $12,000, I want the best look that I could get for the camera. You know what I'm saying? I want the best look that I could get for the camera. Shout out to Big K. He did, you know, he took care of himself and got down. You know, he just got to get his shit together. But, you know, I'm just saying, as black men, you know, we dying from different ailments due to health and poor health and you know, heart disease, diabetes, you know, high blood pressure, you know, different things is weight related. Kidney disease is weight related. And you definitely have to take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I'm saying this out of love. I'm not saying this to be disrespectful. And when I, you know, I was 300 pounds. I was a motherfucker who was, you know, I was a big dude too. And I just had to fucking get my life together because I was bullshitting and I was playing and I just wasn't respecting myself. You know what I'm saying? So I really had to get my shit together. And that's all I'm really saying to a lot of to the homies. You know what I'm saying? Get your shit together. You know, work on yourself, man. You know, and you're going to feel better. You know what I'm saying? You're going to feel better. When you come and you motherfucking, you know, when you hit that stage and you feel fit and you know you right, man, you gonna go crazy. But stop looking like you don't care. You know what I'm saying? I could show y'all pictures. I was a Trey. I was 300. You know what I'm saying? Facts. You know what I'm saying? All the battlers remember me like that. They remember. So that's why I could tell them, yo, come on, what you doing? They remember. I was probably like Clip size. I was Clip size. Me and Clip was probably the same size. I probably might have been a little bit bigger than Clips. You know what I'm saying? But I was living like that for various reasons. But at the end of the day, it wasn't how I should be living. So shout out to Math. I see Math always taking care of himself. Lux definitely does his push-ups, goes jogging and all that. Shout out to Lux. Even Mook wasn't looking in optimum shape. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't looking like how, you know, that didn't look like Superstar Murder Mook. You know what I'm saying? And that shit, believe me, that makes a difference. You know what I'm saying? That shit makes a difference. That shit makes a big difference. So, battle rap battle rap is definitely, shout out to ARP and RBE for putting on a great event. Battle rap needed that. Yeah, he definitely, battle rap needed that. And now it's on everybody that has something to do with battle rap to keep this shit going, to take this shit serious. Your parents, your delivery, your bars, just how you carry yourself in and out of that battle rap ring. That's very, very important for the business. Because when you look like money, you get money. And I think a lot of people are getting money and not looking like money. They're not living up to what they're being paid for. You know what I'm saying? A dude coming in out of breath, sweating and shit. Two t-shirts on. T-shirts is like fucking 7X, looking like Cash Money for the 9-9 and shit. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. I'm about to get on Norb's ass too. Because Norb's, come on, man. What you doing? Norb's, you got to get it back, man. You got to get yourself back together. You can't be out here talking shit about motherfuckers and you ain't got your shit right. You got to get your shit right, Norb's. You was on the right track. You got to get back. But like I said, Norb's is the homie. I call him and tell him that. You know what I'm saying? Because they know I don't be playing with them. They know I be like, yo, look, man. Come on, we trying to live. And it ain't got nothing to do with, you know, it's just that we're trying to live. And we have to show the youth coming behind us that we take care of ourselves. Because that's why these little dudes be trying you and shit. They be like, yo, nigga washed. Like who? Nigga, I'll fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? But you can't be talking about how you gonna fuck somebody up and you can't even walk 10 steps. Or you breathing like you sleep and you wide awake and shit. You know what I'm saying? You got fucking narcolepsy. You falling asleep mid-sentence and shit. Fuck that. So, at the end of it all, it's on URL right now. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely on URL to put on a good show. Smack, Beasley, Yari Group, you know, and, I know that they gonna put on a big and a good show. I think they put their faith in a lot of people and people let them down. That's why I think bothered me. Female battle rap. Really don't know where it's at. 2018. The women used to be my favorites over the dudes. Because I just thought it was just very disrespectful for women to just look another woman in her face and just be like, yo, your fucking pussy stinking. I'm like, whoa, that shit is kind of crazy. Like, where do you hear that at? And I need to see them chicks back out there. You know what I'm saying? That's very, very important. RBE, the only issue that they have is that how do you top this? You know, they got to top this. You know, and I think they could do it. King of the Dot is not whack. It's just not my preference. I don't really like nerd rap too much. You know, not saying that I like street rap from non-street niggas, but sometimes that shit is just too nerdy. You know what I'm saying? It's just too nerdy. I watch King of the Dot because I like Ice. And I think Ice needs to be on these other stages. I'm glad Ice made it to RBE. I think Ice need to be on URL again, but RBE is you know, is cool. You know what I'm saying? RBE is cool. So it's on, you know, ARP to see what he gonna do, but smacking them is very, very, it's critical time for them right now. Critical time for URL. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of them, their battles, you know, it's tough with editing though. I'm gonna tell y'all that. It's definitely tough editing. That shit ain't as easy as y'all think. You think you can just fucking put shit out in it? Nah, that shit is tough editing. You know what I'm saying? But you know, Smack is you know, one of the big wigs. He ain't got no choice but to put it all together and present it right, or you know, it's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to RBE got right to it too, right? That Murder Mook and A-Verb, they got right to it. Like, they ain't even play. They got right to it. So I like that. You know what I'm saying? They got right to it. You know, they got right to it. And you know, the issue is too, you know, battlers gotta eat. So I know they have fees and I know they have, you know, prizes. And I think that some of the money is very, very, very high, which makes the pay-per-views high. But it ain't, the turnout hasn't been all that great. So not saying they gotta do a free pay-per-view, because that would just be, you know, what's the point of that, doing a free pay-per-view? But they gotta do something that's not that high. I like the small room feel. I like the small room feel. But some of these battlers gotta lower their fee. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot to pay somebody like $10,000 or $50,000 or some crazy shit like that. That's a lot of motherfucking money. That's a lot of bread. That's a lot of money. Not saying who, I don't want to say who deserve it and who don't deserve it. That's none of my business, but that's just a lot of money. And I think it eats up so much other shit. It's like when you look at sports and you look at like a salary cap and you look at the overall salary of the team, when the salary goes over a certain salary, you got something called a luxury tax. And then it costs the team money just to have certain people. You know, and when you have people that's charging an astronomical amount of money and then they're coming in one round and then they straight up and down choking, what the fuck happened? You know what I'm saying? What happened? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know. It gotta be some retooling. It gotta be a way to make it to where everybody's still getting their bread. You know, I tell all battle rappers, get your merch up, fuck with your music. Shout out to Tay Rock too. I think Tay Rock definitely was the face of URL. One bad battle, nobody should be on Tay Rock back disrespecting Tay Rock. Tay Rock has always put on three rounds, never bullshitted, came to Rumble every time. Every Rumble, he came to Rumble every time. So if he had a battle that wasn't up to your standards, or he had a battle where you felt like he didn't win, you can't disrespect Tay Rock. Can't disrespect Tay Rock, because he definitely carried battle rap. When all the dudes left or wasn't active, Rock was out there giving it his all. So I always have respect for Tay Rock for that. You know what I'm saying? Because if it wasn't for him, you know, when Mook fell, when Rex fell off, when Lux, you know, jumping every now and again, Tay Rock was out there giving it his all every time. You know what I'm saying? He gave his all every time. So, you know, Hitman Holla is tough. That's not an easy fucking battle for nobody. You know what I'm saying? That's not an easy battle. Anybody could lose to Hitman Holla. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and we could think about, you know, battle rappers who never choked. You know what I'm saying? We could think of battle rappers who never choke. And you think about it. We are sitting here wanting to reward people for not choking when you're not supposed to choke. Remember when a choke was an automatic loss of the round? Now motherfuckers would be like, people won this shit and they choke. You know what I'm saying? That shit don't, I don't know. But yes, I think Surf beat Hitman. It didn't, it wasn't like a crazy, but he won. I think Surf beat Hollow too. I really like Surf versus Hollow, but that was Hollow's first, I think, battle back after he came out of prison. And he ran into a hungry Surf that was on the climb. You know what I'm saying? But Surf, you know, Surf is definitely, like I said, I just want Surf to get better and stay, you know, stay safe. But, you know, yo, Rock is, you know, shout out to Rock. Shout out to, Av, shout out to Briz, shout out to, you know, these dudes, Rum Nitty, these dudes be coming, they don't be playing, man. But listen though, all right, if we going to say, I know I tapped on it and I might be a little bit of bias because this is my homie. Iron Solomon, man. Iron Solomon, I think, has had probably the best 2 years in battle rap. You know what I'm saying? Iron Solomon has been crazy. Iron Solomon has been crazy in his last, like, the last 2 years. Iron Solomon has been on a tear. And let's be real. After the Mook and Iron Solomon battle, we thought it was over for Iron Solomon. Not that Mook was that great, but Iron Solomon was just that bad. We thought he was over. And it's like he turned the motherfucking clock back. And he's not the old Iron Solomon, but he's a new Iron Solomon. That's dope. You know what I'm saying? That's dope. I don't want to see JC and Lux ever. I think JC is a great writer, but just sometimes I just be looking there like, yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? It'd be cool, be a little gas a little bit sometimes. It's not that it's whack, not that it's corny, but you know it's okay. Chilla Jones, I like Chilla Jones. Chilla Jones is just boring to me. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, I just think Chilla Jones is boring. It's not that he's whack. He's just boring. You know what I'm saying? It's just boring. Before I go, as y'all know, September 19th, live podcast, Doggy Dime is No Filter at Sony Hall featuring Beanie Siegel. Like I said, September 19th, the tickets are in the description box for this event. This is a Ticketmaster event. This is a Live Nation, Sony Hall, focus group event. I will be live on stage interviewing Beanie Siegel at Sony Hall, New York City, in Times Square. Pull up. You know what I'm saying? Pull up. You see it right here. You see it on the screen. The tickets are on sale now. Get your tickets September 19th. Will be right around the corner. Make sure you pull up. Matter of fact, this is what we're going to do. Yeah, so make sure you pull up for me September 19th. Get your ticket. Shit's going to be something you don't want to miss. I spoke to Beanie behind the scenes. He want me to ask him any and everything. He want me to ask him shit. You know, I'm going to ask him shit that nobody ever asked him. You know, only I do interviews a certain way, as y'all know. And he said no holds barred. Ask him whatever. At the end of the night, if you pull up, I want some audience questions. So y'all might be able to get to ask Beanie Siegel something live. You know what I'm saying? So this is in Times Square. And a lot of times y'all say, yo, Doggy Diamonds, you deserve to be on a bigger platform. Doggy Diamonds, you deserve this, you deserve that. Well, hey, look, they starting to give me some of the shit that I deserve. And now I got to bring them numbers out. And now I got to bring them people out. So I need you to pull up for me. So September 19th. September 19th, 2018, Sony Hall, Times Square in New York, Doggy Diamonds No Filter podcast live on stage featuring Beanie Siegel. So I need y'all to pull up. Do people like bars or performance? I like both. But I think some people know how to perform their bars. Like Hitman Holla is probably... Hitman Holla and Surf are probably the best performers. They know how to perform. I think Mook didn't perform his bars that well. And I think when they wasn't hitting for what he thought they was hitting for, I could see him getting discouraged a little bit. I could see him like, yo, niggas just ain't getting it or whatever. And then again, you got, you had Jazz, like, you know, trying to milk it and get us to understand it and, you know, whatever. But I think Surf, you know, Surf is definitely one of the dopest dudes. A lot of people don't like Surf, but I like Surf. But I think Surf just need to get better and all that. So that was my recap. Basically, I got A-Verb winning. I got Verb winning. Hope Mook ain't mad at me. And if he mad at me, so what? You know, it's just battle rap. And you definitely still a legend, Mook. You didn't lose like you need to quit. You lost like, no, you need to do this shit more often. That's what I seen from Mook. So I think Mook needs to battle at least 2 to 3 times a year. Not at no 100K. I ain't counting nobody pockets. And I ain't in nobody pockets. But, you know, 100K or, you know, that crazy ass dollar amount is crazy. But I definitely thought Verb won. I wanted Mook to win. Mook is, like I said, I know Mook. Mook is definitely somebody that I know, somebody who I fuck with. But I just gave it to Verb. You know what I'm saying? I just gave it to Verb. I just preferred his performance. His bar, Mook had great schemes and some of his bars. But I just thought Verb just performed his ass off. You know what I'm saying? And definitely had bars, but he performed. And I felt like he was talking to Mook. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was talking to Mook where, you know, I seen Mook getting a little frustrated, you know, trying to, like, talk him out of, you know, his bars and do different things. And Mook and Verb even got Lightweight booed a little bit in a second, like, Lightweight. And he still held his ground and still came back. So I respected that in New York City. So I gave it to Verb. So on that, I'm Doggy Diamonds. You thank y'all for tuning in. This is my second live for the day. It's like a world record for me because I don't be going live sometimes for days and all that shit. But I went live. You know, yeah, but I'm just talking about Verb is used to getting booed. You know what I'm saying? He's used to getting booed. And it's been times where he got booed and got completely discouraged and almost gave up. You know what I'm saying? We seen Verb get booed a lot. And he got Lightweight booed. And he kept going. You know what I'm saying? He kept going. So I definitely respect Verb for, you know, showing out. So with that, I'm Doggy Diamonds. About to get the hell out of here. Make sure you subscribe to this channel. Doggy Diamonds No Filter is the podcast. Make sure you click the bell, too. So every time I come up and go live, you will get a notification that I'm going live. So I'm going to be going live more often. I do have a few interviews dropping over the next couple of days. So rock with me, fuck with me. If you know anything about my podcast, it's on SoundCloud. No, I'm SoundCloud. It's not on SoundCloud. If you know anything about my podcast, it's on Apple Music. It's on Spotify. It's on Audio Boom. It's on Google Play. Doggy Diamonds No Filter. So whatever phone you have, you could definitely pull up my podcast, my audio. Shit's be crazy. Not everything goes on YouTube first. So I definitely need, iTunes. I said Apple Music. So I definitely need y'all to support this podcast. As you know, I'm doing this independently. I have a podcast network. And if you want to donate, it's a donate button in the chat room. A dollar helps. Anything helps. You know, I'm indie. And I'm making all this shit happen on the independent level, doing major shit on the indie level. So, you know, thank y'all for all y'all support. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for watching. Thank y'all for listening. I'm Doggy Diamonds. Big announcement in the next couple of days. Another big announcement. So stay tuned. I got some shit going on. What's today? Today is, shit. Might have an announcement in 2 days. Yeah. All right. That's what it is. So, yo, I'm Doggy Diamonds. Thank y'all for watching. I'm out of here. Y'all be safe. And Jazz, I unblock Jazz by the weekend or something like that. All right, peace. All right, all right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace.